welcome to the Eagles Nest 365. You with us?
You with us?
You ready to ride out there?
Let's go.
I mean? Yeah.
Let's go.
There's only real Eagles fans around here. The Nest. You ready? You ready?
Uh-huh. Let's get it.
Yeah. All my diehards, are you with me? Representing Eagles Nest 360. Coming up from the bottom to the tip, man. Fly in, fly, people soar. Are you with me? Eagles for the victory, the Nest, we make it history.
There's loyalty, there's royalty, right? And you can call us all them other groups. No hands down, they can't hold us. Can't punch us, you suckers, can't control us. Shout out to the admin, Joshua Langolin. And Fred Melbourne, you with us and you airborne. Even let up or shut up, don't put a fair on. We on fire, hit the air, get your flare on. We the best, no holds barred, get your compare on. Looking for a group like this, get your prayer on. Join 365 to see, get your dare on. Not a ball Eagle supporter, put your hair on. Not a writer, you get your ends, boys, or hell on. Can't beat us, keep trying, get your fell on. Eagles country, not a doubt around here.
Thank God it's Monday. Super Bowl edition of the Stoop Radio Woo-hoo! Show. I'm your host, Jeff the Shark Perini. With me, also donning the Eagles hat, Miss Jewel Tatey. Jewel, good evening and welcome to the Stoop. Welcome to the Super Bowl.
Holy shit. I mean, come on. How pumped are you?
I am beyond pumped, and this song came out today. And Josh and a couple of the other guys got together on Eagles 365. It's a Facebook page we started. Eagles Nest 365, I'm sorry. It's an Eagles page we started. It's got like 3,000 people on it. If you're listening, join in Eagles Nest 365 on Facebook. We're also on Twitter. And one of the group members, a guy by the name of Rock Fadon, came up with this awesome song called Going the Distance. And that's what this goddamn team is doing. And we played it, premiered it for you right here on the Stoop. Some serious shit. Me and Jewel jumping up and down. I got my brand new conference champion Eagles hat on. Jewel has got her Eagles hat on. Nice wintry ski cap, looking real comfortable there, Jewel.
Nice hat. I love that hat. I need one of them.
Oh yeah, you gotta get them. Dick's Sporting Goods. I walked in, they had about 100. I went in line, 10 minutes, came back, gone.
Oh my god. Man, You know who had pretty good shirts? They had, like, all the underdog shirts. I went out yesterday. Foreman Mills, and they had some really good deals, and they were, like, good quality shirts. So, yeah, I got to get a few more. I mean, I need a Super Bowl shirt at least. So, yeah, they had a good selection.
Man, I am so jacked up. I am so excited. I don't even know what the hell to talk about tonight. You said earlier, are we doing topics? I don't know. I might just talk Eagles all night.
Yeah.
It's just that crazy. I got to ask you real quick. I know last night was a massive night for you. You went down to see Lana Del Rey, which I know was your favorite. Early birthday gift for you. And you were down in the city. What the hell was the city like last night?
Holy shit. I mean, I had it my way, like, I would have been down there at 8 o'clock yesterday morning, but I couldn't because I had to work. So I didn't pull up to the stadiums until, like, about 5 o'clock, and we did not move. We didn't move. We didn't find a parking spot until, like, 6. And we were legit, like, out front of the Wells Fargo. We had to park all the way the last lot of Citizens Bank. It was pandemonium, madness, mayhem. I've never seen so many people in green. It was just a sea of green and flower crowns. It was like a mass mash of all of my favorite things. So it was awesome, though. Like, it was so worth it. We had such a good time. We were in the club box for Lana, so we could still, you know, follow the game and hear what was going on. So it was crazy. Every time, it didn't matter what song was playing, every time they scored, like, the stadium went nuts. So it was just – and then after, when we got out, it looked like the apocalypse. There was so much trash. We were, like, videoing the trash because it was so ridiculous.
Oh,
like, they had a big, big job to clean up, but it was great.
It's absolutely incredible. And what a moment to watch the destruction of the mighty Minnesota Vikings defense by Clan Nick. Nick Foles gunslinging, firing, LeGarrette Blount, barreling the line, Jay Ajayi, the defense all over, Chris Long, Fletcher Cox, the secondary, everybody played perfect. Now we're coming for you, Goat. We're coming, Goat. Tom Terrific, pretty boy Tom. Here we come, Eagle. Heading up to Minnesota.
Dude, he's going down. He's going down. It's just, it's in the air. You can feel it. It's just getting to that boiling point. We're going to do it. We're going to bring it home.
I sure hope so. A beautiful team of underdogs, some great names, some great players, everybody doing their job. And Nick Foles was ridiculous last night. God bless them all. Let's cut to the Eagles for 1 second. Tonight on the show, we are supposed to be joined again by local band Vita and the Wolf. You know, we've been playing back and forth with this a couple times. We missed her. She missed us. We're hoping to have her on tonight. But if not, we're going to talk tons of Eagles. And we're just going to have a great old time. But supposed to play a couple songs from Vita. I guess we'll hold up and see how that progresses.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds
good. Because you wanted music. We came right out of the gate with Miss Music.
Yeah. That's fine.
Top five time, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, the theme. Top five Philly sports moments. Jewel gave me that look. Jewel's not the biggest sports head. And, I appreciate her hanging in here and taking this topic on this evening. I'm sure she went Google happy, and I'm sure Duck was firing through the pages to get her some research, right? How's he Duck? Where's Duck tonight?
I know. They had a party. Oh, I have to do a birthday shout-out. Sorry, before I forget, can I do a birthday shout-out? It's my niece Alyssa's 14th birthday tonight, so very happy birthday to my Alyssa. I love you. Mwah. And yeah, they're all out at her party having a blast. Blasty blast, the fun just keeps on rolling.
You know, that's the kind of mentality that will not get an intern very far. Just don't walk off the show for a birthday party. Sorry.
I know.
Doctor, if you're listening, you're on 1 week's probation.
She didn't know what to make of it. She was down there with us, and she's like, holy shit. Just everything we saw yesterday was just craziness. But, yeah, we had a good time.
That's awesome. Really.
Oh, but getting back to the sports, I mean, I know you're going to be all statistical and, you know, get your numbers and years in there. So I just went with my Philly sports memories because that's all I got.
All right. You want to go first or do you want me to dive in?
Yeah, I'll go first. What the hell?
Get rid of it. Jules, top five Philly sports memories. Let her rip.
Okay. Number five. I just love Philly because everywhere you go, all the teams are supported. And this was probably one of the most fun times I've had, but it was my first Wings game. And oh my God, it was just very fun. I was in grade school and it was just like, it was just, you could feel it in the air. Like, Seoul, Philadelphia Kicks, like whatever sport that is from Philadelphia, the fans are just so diehard. And it was great. I was, you know, young, and I just have this memory of being in the stadium and everyone going wild. And my sister took me for the first time, and I just felt like the cool kid with the cool kid crowd. So my first Wings game is definitely number five. Number four, believe it or not, I have not been to a regular season Eagles game. The only time I went, and I'm going to give credit to my sister Sharon, she took me to a preseason game. And this was only a couple years ago. Like, I still haven't been to a regular Eagles game, and now I'm, you know, not going this year. So, yeah, that was my one and only time of being ever to see the Eagles. But it was just an unforgettable experience. So, number four. Number three would have to be just always, you know, I did go to a million Phillies games, and just going to the Phillies games with my dad or watching the Phillies games with my dad eating water ice and soft pretzels is just the best memory. So that's number three. And number two was 08 Philadelphia winning the World Series.
Oh, baby.
And I
absolutely
wasn't here. I wasn't here in my city. So number one was definitely last night. We got to watch the game. We got to be down in with the crowd. And just, it's so infectious. Everyone's in a good mood. Everyone has been in a good mood. And just, it was a great time. And it's going to be a great time, Super Bowl night. So I'm very much looking forward to it. That's my number one.
Did I miss your number two?
Oh, the 08, the World Series.
What was number one?
Last night, this Eagles season.
Oh, Jesus. How did I miss that?
Sorry.
Wow.
That went quick.
That's great. Wow. Good list. You did really good. Some memories, some current memories. Me, I've got 18 of them, but I'm going to slice it down to six.
I bet.
We'll get a tie at number five. And one number five thing, 1983, the Philadelphia 76ers championship team, 82-83. Finally got a championship for Doc, Dr. J. Moses Malone came to Philly. Moot Cheeks, great, great team, one of the best teams in NBA history. That 83 Sixers team, well-deserved of the championship. And tied for that, specific moment that didn't lead to a championship, but the Philadelphia Flyers and the 2010 comeback against the Boston Bruins. Down three games to none. Tied
that
the series
great.
Three games apiece. Down three games to none in game seven. Came back, won the game, won the series. Eventually lost in the Stanley Cup to the Blackhawks. But, man, that just the memory, that run, going down to the games, watching the games at Chickie and Pete's when they were on the road. Wow. Just such an amazing memory. Tie for number five. Number four. The 1980 Philadelphia Eagles win over the Dallas Cowboys in the NFC Championship game. Everybody's like, oh, America's team, the Dallas Cowboys are so tough. They got Dorsett, and they had all these awesome players. And the Eagles went out there, and they made it happen. Good stuff. I mean, one of the best Philly memories I have right there. I'm sorry, I dropped my pen. Anyway, so, yeah, the 1980, that's number four. Sorry, I lost track with it. Number three, as great as the 2008 World Series is, and that's definitely combined with this, but the Matt Stairs home run against the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Well, what a shot off one of the toughest closers again, Johnson Broxton, who was this big, giant closer throwing pure gas, and Stairs gets a hold of one and shoots it through the Los Angeles Knight. Such a monumental moment, such a moment in that entire playoff run, the improbable Phillies, and just that big moment, Matt Stairs, and the 2008 Phillies as a whole, number three. Number two, for me, I barely remember it just enough, and I've been reminiscing about it as the anniversary came and went, and people talk about it a lot. 1976, Philadelphia Flyers defeat the Soviet Union hockey team. Soviet Union did a tour of the United States. They were the best of the best. They were unbeatable. Six-game series. It took five NHL teams, put them to bed, came here against the Broad Street Bullies. First big hit of the game, the Russians leave the ice. Flyers owner Ed Snyder says they want to leave, not getting paid. Russians come back on the ice, and the Flyers manhandle them. And a great victory for Flyers, great victory for hockey, great victory for the United States of America, one of the greatest moments ever. The most hated team in history, perhaps, the Flyers. The dirty Broad Street Bullies became world heroes for one day right here, Philadelphia. And number one.
That was a miracle, right?
No, the miracle was the Olympics.
Ah, okay.
This was just a straight-up ass-beating of cocky ass Russian hockey team. I'm forgetting some, and you know, no disrespect to the 80 Phillies and some of the other teams, but last night, that's number one for me to getting to the 2018 Super Bowl. What a moment. Nick doing it for Carson, you know, Wentz got hurt, and he was on the sideline smiling. They just, because they kicked Minnesota's ass so badly. And here's a little thing, Minnesota fans, real quick. All talking about how they're going to come down, they're going to take over our stadium, and they're going to take over the link. Well, guess what? The other way around. We're taking over your stadium in 2 weeks for the Super Bowl. That's right. Guys and Eagles fans are taking over your stadium. And you can't do nothing about it. All you do is sit and
watch.
What
you get
do
for shitting on our Rocky statue.
That's right.
You shit on it with your stupid colors.
So go out, Vikings fans and Viking people. Go keep the seats warm, nice for us Eagle fans that are coming down. Get Minnesota nice and prettied up for us. Decorate it in green, you know, because we kicked your ass. We just win. We kicked your ass.
The beating.
It was incredible. Just so many memorable moments from last night's game. I mean, so many stuff that got your hands up. The interception by Robinson for the touchdown. That was incredible. The Chris Long fumble recovery. Awesome. LeGarrette Blount, that 11-yard touchdown run. Pure adrenaline, full steam ahead. Awesome. God, there's so many things great that happened last night. You know, the bomb, the Alshon Jeffrey, Nick Foles looking like Carson Wentz, juking and jiving in the pocket, guys in his face, hitting him, knocking him around. He just winds up with all his might and chucks that baby 50 yards downfield. Alshon Jeffrey, awesome touchdown. The flea flicker to Torrey Smith, the guy that's been asleep all year, Torrey Smith with a massive touchdown. Everybody, just so awesome. And now we're getting there. We're 5.5-point underdogs. I love it.
Oh, my God. It's so fun to watch. It's so fun to watch him play and just have fun doing it.
I agree. It's just, you know, it's such team unity. And that wins championships. There was another game yesterday. The New England Patriots. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of them. Another miracle rally comeback by the GOAT, apparently, Mr. Tom Brady. But here's the thing, Joel, and I said this to my wife while I was watching the game, and I said it to anybody that would listen. The Jacksonville Jaguars, kind of like the Atlanta Falcons last year in the Super Bowl, took their foot off the gas. Kind of let New England back in the game. And if you're going to do that to a guy like Brady, he's going to come back and get you. They're not just going to quit. And my favorite part of last night's game is the third quarter. Eagles started off with the ball. It didn't sit on. They didn't do one-yard handoff, and crap and punt. They marched downfield again and put another touchdown on the board. And that's what you got to do. You got to keep going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You are the best. You are the best co-sports anchor I've ever had.
Absolute worst. But You know your shit, so that's okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So give us the scoop last night on Lana Del Rey. I know it was a moment you waited quite some time for. How was she? I know you're going to say how she was. But how was she? Give us some highlights of the show and just run it down for us.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, you know, it just didn't pale in comparison to the Eagles fandom that was happening like 2 feet away. Like, the Eagles just literally took over the whole Wells Fargo. Like, it was just, I can't say how nuts it was. But Lana was great. She had an opening act. Kelly Uchis, and she says her name like that, Kelly Uchis, and she's from Colombia. She's a really good singer. I'm trying to reach out to her to try to get her on the show. But, yeah, she was great. Because last time I saw her in Atlantic City, Courtney Love was supposed to open for her. And I would love to see Courtney Love. I know you love her.
Absolutely.
No, it was fine. There was like a long intermission, but she did all my favorite songs. She did this really nice tribute to the Women's March. She has this song on her new album. It's called God Bless America and All the Beautiful Women in It. And it was really like, it got me choked up. It was really cool. But no, it was great. The whole set, it's just her on stage. Like, it's her and a band. And this time she had two backup dancers, and that's what it is. She doesn't lip sing. She doesn't, you know, go crazy dancing, but it was a fun night. And I told Mike he is the best boyfriend ever, along with every guy in that stadium that took their girlfriend to see Lana Del Rey. I mean, who would have known? Like, same night, kickoff, the exact same time as the show. It was insane. Like, everything happened all at once, and I felt bad because I know he really just wanted to, like, sit and watch the game. I'm like, well, you bought me the ticket, so it's all your fault. But we got to enjoy, like, everything all rolled into one, and now we get to enjoy the Super Bowl. So it was a win-win, I have to say.
And that's great stuff. And I got to be honest, like, I'm a diehard, like, from the gut, gotta-watch football.
Mm-hmm.
Especially this. And,
yeah.
Like, if I had bought my wife tickets and she's like, oh, we're going to the concert, I would have, like, called one of my buddies, like, dude, you got to take my wife. I'll tell my wife, give me a handy in the seat or something, you know. Give me a little stroke or something, take me down. I'll be home watching the game.
Oh, my God. I know. I kept thanking him up and down. I'll say that. I'm like, I can't believe. It was almost like we were in a bubble, though, because all the madness was happening right outside the bubble. It was like, ugh. Can't be
gonna,
in two places at once.
I'm going to keep it clean because I know a lot of your family members listen, but did you thank him up and down? Like, did you thank
you
him?
You have to go there, don't you? You have to.
I seen he was roaming around the studio too. I know, you know.
He was jamming out to that Eagles song.
He was.
He's so pumped.
That was some song. Everybody is. It's absolutely crazy. The wife has actually kicked around the idea of maybe having a Super Bowl gathering. I'll keep you posted.
Ooh.
We met.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing major, just some people. This ridiculous giant TV that dons my my house. So, thinking about it, I'm stoked. But this whole atmosphere has been good luck. The chair, the Go Eagle sign.
So
I mean,
superstitious.
like crazy. Like, people are like, you coming out? Like, absolutely not. Yeah, I am so locked into the zone. It's a little pathetic, but it's been working.
Yeah.
Even the little mini helmets. The mini helmets, by the way, I will show you, Jewel. I know you love the mini helmets on Facebook. They're already set up.
Very cool. I like
they're
that a lot.
They're already set up. And I'm
got
not
the
moving
little Pats helmet and a little Eagles helmet. Our beloved Eagles. You know,
Eagles.
I have to say, last year I swore that I would wear this Eagles hoodie that I have every game that they won. And the first time they lost, when I was wearing the hoodie, I never wore it again for another game.
Go on. Absolutely. I'm going to tell you a funny little stat. I'm going to tell you a funny little stat about the helmets. Eagles lost 3 games this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 3 games they lost all year. 2 of those 3 losses, I did not post a picture of the helmets with the game day on Facebook.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh. The mini helmets, the atmosphere, the Go Eagles sign, the chair, it's a strange combination of juju, but it's good juju. It's working.
Yep. So you're going to wear that hat?
I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, not wear this hat. This hat is new. And I was afraid to buy anything new. But, you know, for Super Bowl, Super Bowl's a little different. You've made it to the big game. So might have to twist it around a little bit. The helmets, if anybody out there listening follows me on Facebook, that you know that after these playoff losses, I've been taking the opponent's helmet and flicking it across the room. It's great fun.
That's
mini helmets. I love it. Mini helmets come in so handy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Exactly. Well, the first one was adios. And yesterday, I think, was CSC or whatever the hell I said. Anyway, I was just so amped. I really don't remember much.
I know. I'm seriously still so hungover.
No, I can imagine. I didn't even, I knew the game was so far in hand. It was 38-7. And I still refused to get up and hug my wife until the clock struck zero.
Yeah.
I had to make sure it was zero. Make sure that you're getting out of there alive. And then I gave her a big hug. And she's like, are you crying? And I'm like,
God. That's so funny. Yeah, we were just watching that clock, man. Tick down.
Unbelievable. And that had to be really, for you, that had to be one hell of an experience. I said, the Eagles game, your favorite, Lana. You know, and in case anybody forgot, 27th is Jules' birthday. So, talk about it. Birthday back. That right there is something. Stop. One of us on the stoop, and see if you can pick it out. One of us is 15 years older than the other one.
Huh.
And I'll give you a hint. It's not the one bitching about their age. So.
I just feel old. Leave me alone.
Right.
I, really messed up my shoulder today. I'm like, oh, no, not again.
How's your hip? Did you break your hip? Now, here's
hip
something.
Is fine.
I've actually come up with a new theory or recipe or whatever it is. We all know I like to drink beer. You like to drink beer.
Yes.
Yes. Sometimes I like to drink too much beer, and I've come up with a solution. Just watch Philadelphia sports teams in stressful situations. I could not drink a beer and put a beer in my stomach yesterday to save my life. I was so amped up I couldn't do it. I was so nervous, even when they were cruising. I
get out.
Too nervous for beer.
Huh.
Then again, for, Saturday night, I really let it go. You'd have been awfully proud of me. Saturday, I had a little farewell thing for me and my coworker Sam. You've met Sam, I believe. We're no longer working together. We're now in separate buildings. And it's very sad. So we said goodbye to each other, and that was that. I believe we have our special guest. Let's check it out right now. And man, we got so much talk about the Eagles. We kind of missed the entire point of the show, but the Eagles had us so amped up. Vita and the Wolf. Good evening. How are you?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
We can hear you.
Cool. Wow. Hi.
Oh.
How are you doing, Jen?
I'm in a car right now with Adam Shumsky, a.k.a. Drummer.
Hi, Adam.
That's what they called me in high school.
Yeah.
What's up, guys?
A.k.a. Drummer. I want to thank you guys. I know, you know, we've run into a couple of roadblocks where we missed the chance to get together on a couple of occasions. We were determined to get this done because, Jules is a massive fan. I love what I hear from your music, and we're just really thankful you guys came home with us tonight.
Thank you so much for having us.
Sure, I'll let Jules get started with. I'll let Jules get started with some questions. Jules, let her rip.
Absolutely. I am a massive fan, so thank you guys. And I just want to know, how did the band get started? How did it become the band that it is today?
Well, 5 years ago, about 5 years ago, I started having rehearsal in my parents' basement with a few friends and musicians, and I just decided to call it Meetin' the Wolf, and it's gone through several different lineup changes, but I've always been, like, the main songwriter. And then I finally met Adam, is it 3 years ago? 3 years ago. And then we met Dane about a year and a half ago, and we've been together ever since.
That's awesome. And it started off with, like, you were in a group with a lot more people, right? And then it just came about with you and Adam.
It's gone through several lineup changes. Just, you know, I think that I just didn't know how to run a band 5 years ago. I didn't know how to manage people. I mean, it started off as a 7-piece band. And then for a while remained a 2-piece band after that. So I think that my philosophy has always been to keep things simple and nice and tight, you know, so that...
Sure.
And it totally
sounds
works.
Pretty cool.
Yeah,
we noticed that you play piano and the guitar. And you sing. What came first, your desire to be a singer and then you start picking up instruments, or did you always want to be somebody who got into instruments and the singing kind of came along?
I owe it all to Brittany. I think that I always had a thing, you know, for music ever since I was, like, I could walk. My Nana played piano, so I remember going over to her house and, you know, being, like, fascinated with the fact that I could press down on a key and make sound. Like, I was kind of obsessed with it. And then, I don't know, it was just a thing, you know? It was a thing I was, like, really into for the longest I could remember, you know? And, you know, I was, like, really into Mariah Carey and Alicia Keys as a kid, you know, like, in elementary school and middle school. So...
Were you professionally taught instruments?
I took 7 years of classical piano, and I was also in band. I played, like, clarinet and bass clarinet. Never really pursued that. But it gave me a good foundation as to, like, you know, playing with other people and singing with other people. I took a couple private lessons from an amazing opera singer when I was in middle school and high school named Mrs. Conrad. And she was fabulous, and she's since passed, but yeah.
I'm sorry. Was she impressed by your pipes?
Sorry?
Was she impressed by your pipes? I mean, your voice is just ridiculous.
I think she was impressed by every, you know, all of her students. She just had a lot of appreciation for anybody who wanted to, you know, sing and play music. So, but she was a professional opera singer. I learned this after taking lessons with her, actually. And it's funny because people are always, like, comparing me to an opera singer, like, some of my style as a singer. That's totally, like, just me making it up. And I don't know, but yeah. So.
Yeah.
Kind of an improv voice as you go along, right?
Yeah. Hey, that's something.
So we ask this question a lot, but we always like to ask it because we love the answers. How was it trying to break into the Philadelphia music scene, and what do you see in this area as far as the appreciation for bands?
That's a good question. I would say it took me about a year and a half, 2 years. Because I don't think it really started happening for me until I met my good friend and manager, Rachel Barish, who introduced me to people over at WRPN, which definitely helped, like, with promotion and, having people hear my music and stuff. So I think it took about a year or a year and a half to actually start seeing people come to my shows. but I think that there's a lot of potential for the Philly music scene. It's small enough to, like, be able to have a chance, if you're good. Whereas with other cities, I feel like it's hard because there's so many musicians, there's so many artists, and a lot of, like, really, really talented people out there. So it's really competitive. But, I mean, Philly has a lot of talented people as well, but it's, I think, a little bit smaller and a little bit easier to break through.
Do you feel like support it, like the camaraderie? Do you feel like it's, like, sort of everyone lifts each other up? Or is there, like, a lot of competition?
Well, I mean, once you get out of the local scene, I think that's when the competition really starts, I don't know. What do you think, Adam? Do you think that the Philly music scene is competitive?
I don't know. I think everyone in Philly is quite nice.
We are nice, aren't we?
I think so, despite what some people might think about our sports fans. I think we are quite nice.
Yeah.
I agree.
Our
absolutely.
Sports fans are,
I think it's good. I mean, it's like any career field. If you're really good, you're going to be competitive in some way.
Yeah.
Good outlook on it. Did you guys get into the game at all yesterday? Did you watch the game? Are you big Eagles fans?
I watched on and off. It wasn't like the game wasn't like, oh my god, are they gonna win? It was like, okay,
they're gonna win.
They're up like 14 points. They're probably gonna win.
Yeah, that's true. Nail biter.
Yeah. But it is really exciting, So
big for the
state. I've actually just moved to Los Angeles. So I had flown back on Friday because we have this upcoming tour with Yolklore. We're actually in the car driving to Chicago right now. But
wow.
But I've since moved to Los Angeles. But I was in Philly last night watching the game. And that was pretty fun. So.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
Tell us about the tour. I'm really trying to get to Johnny Brenda's on the 30th. I'm really, really looking forward to it. And hopefully we can meet. But, tell us about the tour a little bit.
So we are going to be supporting this band called Yolklore. He's really good. Really good song. I'm a big fan. And the tour kicks off in Chicago at Shuba's, and then we have a couple days off, and then we play Cleveland, and then we play Toronto, which I'm really excited about because we've never been to Toronto nor played in Toronto.
Oh,
wow.
And then we go to D.C. We play Philly. We play the Songbird in D.C., and then we play at Johnny Brenda's in Philly on January 30th, and then we play Boston and then New York.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So.
Do you feel the love, like last night, did it feel different now that you live in L.A., and do you think, like, the Philly love is going to be evident, like, on your next, now it's just, like, a tour stop for you, but home shows have to be great, you would feel, after being away for a little bit?
I mean, honestly, we don't play Philly all that often anymore. So this past October when we played, we headlined at Johnny Brenda's, and we sold out Johnny Brenda's, and it was like a dream come true for me, you know, to sell out my favorite venue in Philly. So yeah, I mean, I definitely felt the love that night, and it's always nice to be home, and like, you know, it's always like a big party with my friends.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's pretty sweet. It's good. It's a good vibe always. So.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You've opened for some big acts, Christina Perry, Kobe Calais. Tell us what it's like opening for big stars like that, and do you have any interesting stories that go along with these opening dates and tours?
Well, so that one was terrifying because we played the Man Center, and they don't have. So, like, when you go to perform on, like, a stage that we're used to, there's usually monitors on the front of the stage so you can hear what sound you're making, and so you can hear what the audience is hearing. But they didn't have that at the Mann Center because they had in-ears, which are basically earplugs, like, they're earbuds for you, so you can hear what you're playing instead of the monitors. And that was my first time playing with in-ears. So it was terrifying, and also it was, like, in front of 1,000 people. So it was fun, and also, like, I don't know. What do you think, Adam?
Oh, that was great. That was really fun. I have a funny story. I didn't know what Christina Perry looked like. So I remember being backstage there, and I walked down the hallway, and I literally think I said, "Is that Christina girl?" And I pointed to her, and she waved and said hi, and she's really nice. She is from I think Ben Salem or something. She's from somewhere around.
She's a local.
Yeah, so she's really cool, and that was just a good time. Kobe Calais seemed a little more peeved at me, I think. I kind of, I don't know. It was fine. It was a good time, though. That was a good time. It was scary, though. There was a lot of people.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And I heard you play with Hampton Lathauser. I love him, and he's headlining and doing tour in New York right now, so it's good to see him take off, too. He's great.
For sure. Yeah, that was a good night.
Yeah.
That was a really fun show.
That was a while ago. Yeah. That was awesome.
Our good friend Colin Kerrigan put that on. So,
that's awesome.
Check out his out-of-town film sessions that he does. Because that was an out-of-town film sponsored show, I believe.
Oh, yeah? Are you guys on it?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We are.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead, Jeff. Sorry.
Sorry, good day. So, some of your music, like a lot of the music you write, is it about like personal experiences, or you just kind of write about life in general? Like, what drives the music, and what is the process behind creating your songs?
Well, it changes throughout the various seasons and moods that I a lot of it is about my relationships with people. You know, a lot of it is like just going through some really tough periods. You know, life is really hard, as everybody knows. So, you know, I just try to write about things, you know, like breakups. That's like kids home. Real hard for me, you know. I guess, you know, Tunnels is about just me, like, getting over myself as a, you know, stupid early 20-year-old, I don't know, like, young 20-year-old, I guess. And also just, like, dealing with trauma, you know, that happens to people, I guess.
Yeah. I have to tell you, like, Tunnels is just so powerful. I mean, My two favorite songs off it are Brett and Bury You. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have to tell you, like, even New Year's Eve, like, I must have played Brett, like, I don't know, five times. People are like, we love this song, but can you skip it? And I've made just instant fans of you guys because I play one song from that record and people fall in love. It's just
so
powerful. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
But we're going to play two other songs from it, Feline and Sundrop. Can you talk a little bit about their backstories?
Sure. Feline is a really personal song. I think I wrote it because I had, you know, some crappy stuff happen to me. And it's kind of about, you know, how I'm just kind of frustrated with men and white male privilege, honestly. So, you know, it's a pretty personal song. It was written at two different times. I wrote the verses after I wrote the choruses. So it was kind of just this song that I was like, yeah, I don't really know what's going on with it. And then, like, you know, my manager, Rachel, was like, you should finish that song and it should be on the next record. And I was like, okay, cool. So I did. And it ended up being, like, I guess you know, a lot of people, you know, listen to that one on Spotify, I guess. So, which is really nice because I recorded it myself. So,
That's
awesome.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Your music is growing. You got a lot of followers. You're obviously taking off on great tours. What is the next step? Like, what would you like to accomplish next in your career that really will make you feel comfortable in your music?
Probably being able to survive in Los Angeles.
Very fair.
or just, you know, I really would love to tour the world a little bit more. This past September, we had the opportunity to go on tour in Europe, which was a dream come true. I never thought that would happen. We played a few sold-out shows over there, which was absolutely amazing.
Wow.
And, you know, just continuing to grow my team. I have, like, this amazing group of people that work with me and make sure everything runs and is taken care of, and, you know, like, just I just am so grateful for having the people, you know, in my band, Adam and Dane. Everybody works so hard, you know, to keep this thing going, and just, you know, having that, my booking agent, it's like I can't imagine having to do all that. It's so much work booking a tour, and I have so much appreciation and respect for the people who work for me. So, yeah.
It's all we keep hearing about, and, you know, all we keep hearing about in Hollywood is, you know, women trying to fight for equality, and it's the year of the woman, this, that, and the other thing. But I got to tell you, I think in music, it's the year of the females. We have a lot of great female lead singers in here. You included. You're fantastic. But, Adam, the question is, how good is it to be in a band with an awesome female lead and being a part of, like, a band of male and females?
What's it like?
Yeah, do you get great confidence in Jen? Do you love being a part of a male-female type band? Am I putting you on the spot?
Yeah, that's okay. I think it's powerful for people who are not men to see a person who is not a man have a platform and really demonstrate what is possible and what people can do. And I think it's powerful to have role models who are not men. I think it's really powerful and important to have the visibility, knowing that women can do so much, and I think it's really inspiring for people to see what Jen does all the time.
Well, we're excited to see it. I cannot wait. Gosh, I hope I didn't miss the boat and it's not sold out, but I'm going to buy my ticket tonight to Johnny Brenda's.
Yeah.
Please do. I can't wait to meet you.
For sure.
Yeah, it's Tuesday, January 30th at Johnny Brenda's at 1201 Frankfort Avenue in Philadelphia for our Philadelphia listeners out there. Me and Joe are definitely going to give it a shot to go down and check it out because it's really it's great music. I love it. Joe goes out, hunts down these local bands, makes me fall in love with them right away, and then I got to get out to see it. So I definitely got to try and make it the effort.
Please do. Yeah, we'd love to see you there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to let you go. We're going to let you keep heading out to Chicago. Let's see, we've got a couple songs to play for our audience in a little bit. We're going to play two songs, and Feline and Sundrop, we're going to check them out. And definitely, people in the Philadelphia area, remember, again, January 30th, Johnny Brenda's, 1201 Frankfort Avenue, Vita and the Wolf. It is definitely worth your while.
Woo-hoo!
This is a fantastic band, up and coming, growing fast. Jen, Adam, I know it took us a couple tries to get you here, but thank you so much for coming by the Stoop, and we'd love to have you again if you'd like to be a part of it.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much,
go
guys,
birds.
Again.
Go birds!
Absolutely.
Bird gang.
Vita right. And the Wolf.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much. Have a great trip.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So very glad we finally got a chance to do that. A couple roadblocks, last couple times I'm stressed ever on. These things happen. It happens in all walks. People get busy. They have a booming career. They are growing, and they've got a lot of followers. Their music's terrific. And us here, you know, me, I'm just a jackass sometimes, so we miss out.
No, they're really great. Oh, my God. Their momentum is just – I'm just so excited. Voice and just them together as a band. Oh my God. I'm just very excited. I'm truly, truly a massive fan. So check them out. Vita and the Wolf.
Yes, it's Vita and the Wolf. Wolf, W-O-O-L-F. Their music is on Bandcamp. It's on Spotify. You can find them on Facebook at Vita and the Wolf. Instagram. Check them out. She has got a great look. They're a great band. They're a great sound. And we're going to get to it right now while the momentum is still going and the stove is still hot, as they say. We're going to play a song called Sundrop from Vita and the Wolf. It's about 4 minutes, 20 seconds. Check it out. We're going to be back to you in a few minutes, and then we're going to play another song. So let's get right to it. Let's really pump up our awesome special guest tonight, Vita and the Wolf, Jen and Adam. This song is called Sundrop. We'll be back shortly on the Stoop Radio Show.
Crazy.
awesome song. That is Sun Drop, and that was tonight's very special guest, Vita and the Wolf. We had Jen and Adam on with us tonight on the road to Chicago as the tour rolls on. That song
yeah.
brought to you by Corona Extra. Corona. It's a beer drinker's drink when you're listening to The Stoop.
Yes.
And brought to you by... I don't know.
Little Corona bottles and big Corona bottles.
Now available in little Corona bottles and big Corona bottles. Corona. It's not just beer. I don't know. That sucks.
Yeah. I don't even know what their slogan is. Imported.
Corona is not just beer. I just made that up. I don't know.
Huh. Okay. But, oh my God, how great is Vita? I love her voice. I can seriously listen to her all day long. Like I said, I was, like, drowning out at my New Year's Eve party. I was just playing Vita and the Wolf. I was like, nope. I actually got in my own little section and had my own little speaker just so I could, like, have my music and blare Vita and the Wolf the whole time. I played a lot of our guests that night. I played some Overwinter, Sheen and the Nosebleeds. I love making people fans of great music. Like, that's my dream. And, I mean, Vita and the Wolf, they're just phenomenal. So, whew. I'm glad they came on.
So, yeah, absolutely. That's absolutely awesome stuff. Like I said, we tried to get her a couple times, and it was definitely worth the wait. Excellent music. Very
mm-hmm.
strong number. We'll play another song shortly, a song called Feline. I had to share this because this note just came into the studio, and I'm going to let the audience let me know. The audience gets to judge how we play this out, and Joel, you're going to help me play this out as well. The note came out that said, I'm off Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday next week, you know, leading to and past the Super Bowl. You should quit your job and you can go to Aunt Kitty's and tailgate in Minnesota. Yeah. Yeah, that note came in from the studio from my wife. And when your wife gives you the opportunity to quit your job and tailgate in the town of the
she
Super Bowl.
She let you that?
With free residence at her aunt's house. It's kind of hard to say no.
Oh, my God. I didn't know she wrote it to you. I thought someone else did. That's amazing. Go for it.
If somebody else wrote that to me, I would not be announcing it on the radio show because she would clobber me upside the head, first of all.
I mean, like,
all,
you know, when you're pals, I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right, I got you.
That's awesome. Dude, why don't you do it? You have a place to sleep.
Yeah, free. Her house is, she's in Wisconsin, but she is 2 hours, maybe a little bit less than 2 hours from the stadium. So, yeah, although tickets probably won't be possible, just being in the city and representing your Burns, and I'm sure there's bars all over the place to sit and watch
oh
the game at.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty damn awesome.
Dude, you should do it. When are you going to get this opportunity again?
Probably
What's
not.
It called? YOLO.
Well,
YOLO.
YOLO. I'm hoping to have this opportunity again next year when our Eagles come right back to Super Bowl. But, yeah. Yeah, it's something. Wow.
Holy crap.
That's the kind of notes I get in the studio. See?
That's awesome.
I don't need it. I get fantastic messages left for me. Like this.
God. I had something pretty cool happen to me today.
What's that?
I thought
you were going to run right into the story and then you froze on me. Go ahead.
I was just waiting to see if you wanted to hear it or not.
I always want to hear it. Always.
Okay. So, I drew up a tattoo idea, but I drew the actual picture, and then my nephew got it tattooed on him. So it's literally
wow.
like my artwork is tattooed on my nephew for life, and it's so cool. It's a breast cancer ribbon with boxing gloves, but he wanted a twist on it, so I drew it a little different for his mom who has breast cancer. And then my mother was diagnosed not too long ago, and he let me draw it. And the tattoo artist, like, used my exact drawings, my exact lettering and everything. It was just the coolest thing, and it looks great. I mean, shout out to Mean Street Tattoos on Street Road, because those guys are really good. It's a really nice, clean, really big, cool-looking shop. So yeah, it was just awesome. And my nephew, he's 17. He got a taste of what tattoos are all about.
Yeah, a little reaching out, yeah.
Color really hurts, and it is like jam packed with that pink, bright pink color. So yeah, he was a trooper though. So shout out to Lil Bri. Thought that was pretty cool.
Shout out to him, and shout out to the guys at Mean Street Tattoos. And the time's come that we're going to start getting paid for these shout outs. Because we shout
right?
out everybody here on the stage. Jesus Christ. Support local music. Support your local radio shows. God damn it.
Yeah.
Now, we do travel all over the country. And we, you know, we've gotten as far as London, England. We get out there. People listen.
We do. Yes.
Just do. It's great to love.
Shout out to our listeners.
Shout out to all our listeners.
Ow. Can't do things anymore. I'm old.
It was funny. One of the guys at work today was watching some past episodes of Shameless. And you know, of course, one of our good friends here at the Stoop, Steve Howie, just cracked me up. And I'd seen him, and I said, you know, he's on my radio show. And he said, yeah, I know, and I'm going to check it out. So just more people don't want to check it out. If you know, you can always check out our archive episodes. Website update, because I know everybody's wondering when our website is coming back up. I did reestablish the domain name. We got it back, so we're working next on a website. It should be up soon, and you can catch past episodes. Until then, it's a little complicated, but follow the instructions. You can listen to our past episodes. BlogTalkRadio.com is the website. www.blogtalkradio.com. Just search the Stoop, and you'll see our logo. It'll see Jeff and Jewel. And click on past episodes. A lot of great guests, Steve Howie and Hal Sparks, and then all the local bands, Vita and the Wolf, and Molly
Rhythm,
and
Molly
the Nosebleeds, Overwinter, and so many great bands, so many great actors, performers of all natures will be there. So check out some of our past shows. We'd really love you for it. We're going to play another song right now. Another one from tonight's guest, Vita and the Wolf. This one's called Feline. I believe we may have played it the last time she was supposed to be here when we lost her at the last minute. I believe. But we'll play it again because we like it. Good point, Joel. Good point. Now, let's hit it now. Before we go to the music, I forgot to thank our guest from last week. Yeah, the very fun and creative and wild guys from Dreambox Mechanics, who had us laughing rather severely, and Tree Theater. Great bunch of guys. Will Carter from Tree Theater, and we had Andrew Curry, Bob Hines, and the guy that is known as the Fonz from Dreambox Mechanics. Wild music, good stuff. So look them up, too. Look up Dreambox Mechanics. Look up Tree Theater. Look up Vita and the Wolf. We're bringing you a lot of good music. A lot of it is really worth your time. So check it out. Like I said, we're going to do another one here from tonight's guest, Vita and the Wolf. This one is called Feline. And of course, I got to scan through the studio. We really need studio hands. We need people in here to help us out.
We're going to turn that.
Make Joel and I look better. All right, this is Feline, about 4 minutes long. Vita and the Wolf, another shot from them tonight. We'll be back shortly on the Stoop Radio Show. Enjoy.
Running so hard, hey demon. your ego, running for the plane that I lost when I fell from the darkest hero. It's like a volcano running through my veins, they echo lines of desperation and thoughts of letting go. But you don't care for that, and I'm not letting go. Hey, demons, I'm pleading, let me feel.
From tonight's guest, Peter and the Wolf. Great stuff, Jewel.
Whew. I feel like I'm going to go to church next week. That's what it's going to feel like at Johnny Brenda's when Peter and the Wolf play. Like, it is going to be a religious experience. If you're not there, you're square.
Yeah. Okay, that was
good. I'm so yeah, cool.
Very solid. And like you said, going to church, it's like a religious experience, her voice. It's so strong and so right on. Excellent music tonight. And like, we'll say it one more time, 1201 Frankfort Avenue in Philadelphia, January
30th.
Fishtown. The place is called Johnny Brenda's. The band is Vita and the Wolf. Do yourselves a favor. Well, don't do yourselves a favor and get a ticket, because I might still want to go. But get your tickets anyway.
Yeah, we have to get the tickets first.
Yeah, and you'll get to meet Jewel Tatey, and you'll get autographs by the Stoop's own Jewel Tatey.
Hey, why not?
Why not? And ladies, we're going to set up the Stoop kissing booth. You can have a kiss from Jeff Perini.
Oh, my God.
That would be the slowest kissing booth ever.
That's funny.
Some guy
have to say... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I said some guy might roll up to it. That's about it.
Oh, yeah.
Not you, sir!
No, sorry, we're closed. I was going to say, as much as I love Philadelphia music, I have never been to this venue, Johnny Brenda's. So I'm super excited. I feel like when I go there, I'm going to have to keep going back to see other great music. There's just so many great people coming in town this year, too. Like, I just saw Lana last night. Bourne's is coming next month.
Yeah, saw that.
What's after that? Oh, March is LP. Dane Cook's coming. I have to see Dane Cook. Maybe I can get him on the Stoop. Holy crap, he's coming. Eminem was announced for September. Bishop Briggs, I just found out about this last night, was announced May 18th. She's going to be at Union Transfer. Like, holy shit, this is, like, the year of music. I'm so, so, so excited for all the shows.
Absolutely, a lot of great stuff. And in March, the Femmes of Rock play Parks Casino.
Yeah. Someone else, and Jim Brewer's coming to Parks, too, in
Jim
February.
Jim Brewer's coming to Parks. Parks really has some acts sizzling. Yeah, they're getting this new venue up off the ground. They had Chicago opened it up. That's pretty nice landing as well. And they've got some names coming, so check out Porsche Casino. And we're going to be up there checking out some bands real soon. We certainly do hope so. We're going to be checking out the Femmes of Rock in March. We're going to have them on the Stoop in February. So lots of exciting stuff coming up. So many exciting things on the Stoop Radio Show. And I'm going to hit you with one of them right now. And it's coming up Wednesday night, right here on the Stoop Radio Show. Oh, yeah. It is, folks, from the 1966 television show Batman, Robin himself. Burt Ward is going to be on the Stoop. We're really excited to talk to Burt. They got a new Batman 66 art expo that's going on. He also does a product called the General Giant. It's into dog food and dog health products. Real good guy. Very excited to talk to Burt about his days on Batman as Robin the Boy Wonder and all the great performers that he got to play with on that show. Joey Newmar, Cesar Romero, Burgess Meredith, and on. Of course, the great Adam West. Very excited for Wednesday night. Burt Ward here on the Stoop. That is one. Yeah. Definitely excited for. I was always a big Robin fan, so I'm definitely excited for that. On the 29th, a young lady out of Florida has some dance tunes on the Billboard charts. The Stoop now delves into club and dance music. Kendra Erica is her name. Exciting young lady. Had a lot of good conversations with her. Very excited about getting her on the Stoop to talk about her music and lots of other great things that she has going on. Remember, Valentine's Day is on the 14th, so we will not be here. But we do have a special Thursday night show coming on with the Femmes of Rock. Amazing, gorgeous ladies that play violin to all your favorite classic music. If you haven't seen these girls, check it out. Go on YouTube, check out Femmes of Rock, or Google it, or anything of that nature. Check it out. George just reminded me that we do have a recently announced show, January 31st. Yes, we do have a show again, January 31st. That'll be Wednesday night. Excuse me, I'm sorry, I dropped my pen here. There we go. This Thursday night, we have comedian Brian Six. And I'll tell you, between Hal Sparks and Sean Kanan, we've had luck with comedians. Very excited to get funny people on here because people make us laugh. Steve Howie, Sean Kanan, Hal Sparks, and now we're going to have Brian Six on the 31st. Recently just announced show. Very excited for that as well. So January is totally filled up. We've got a couple spots for February. We're talking to a few more bands and a few more people. I've got some names. Not going to drop the names because people are hot on the stove. Let's hope we get everybody in here. And let's keep the Stoop rolling along here in 2018. I'm just so very excited.
I'm so excited. Holy crap. Like, what a year. This is it. This
yeah,
is going to be a great year.
I agree. And it's really just starting. We were also still itching and still keeping our eyes on the scene with our favorite band from England, Lilith, and tonight. Lilith had talked about new music in late January, February. We certainly hope that happens because she loves to come on the show. She loves to have her stuff debuted here. She's beautiful. She's the sweetest thing and just an awesome, awesome interview. So we hope to have that coming up soon as well on the Stoop. And if not, I'm going to plug her anyway because she's awesome. Lilith and the Night. So we're just going to keep on going with that great stuff. A topic that Jewel threw at me, little tiff going on between Scarlett Johansson and James Franco. Yeah, so Franco showed up in public for the Time's Up movement while being accused of sexual misconduct. It's an interesting little tidbit there. So Johansson was quoted as saying, "My mind baffles. How could a person publicly stand by an organization helps provide support for victims of sexual assault while privately preying on people who have no power?" That was a quote directly from Johansson Saturday at the Los Angeles Women's March. And she said, "I want my pin back," by the way. Of course, referring to the pin that Johansson, that Franco was wearing during his appearance at the Golden Globes, where he was, you know, dressed in black and donning a Time's Up pin in solidarity with the Time's Up organization. Very sensitive right now in Hollywood, and it's not going away anytime soon. The women's rights, women's power movement, and the men who have been accused of harassment, and it's getting bigger and bigger. We've talked about it on and off. It's hit you know, fairly close to home with you, with your cousin and this kind of stuff. What are you thinking about this? Like, is this really where it's getting knocked down, drag out, where a female will call a male right out, celebrity to celebrity?
I don't think so, because we just saw Natalie Portman do it on the Oscars, or the last award show. She said, oh, and the all-male nominees. I just think women have had enough. You know, they're not taking it anymore. And, you know, she didn't directly call him out, but she confirmed later that it was about him. And James Franco has had a pretty lengthy history, it seems. Like, a lot of people confirmed he had actually his own acting school. And for the women, he made them do stuff to him, like, to get parts. And they had to look a certain way. And even his own ex called him out on Twitter. She's like, yeah, you forced me to do stuff. Stop acting all innocent. And he was trying to say that everything was not true. So, I mean, I don't know. He seems kind of, what's the word? Slimy. I like
slimy.
Him. I like him as an actor. But, I mean, I think he's really funny. But, oh, could you imagine that guy? It'd be like, gross. Like, I could see it. So I think women have just gotten to the point where they're going to put their foot down. Monique, I don't know if you heard this, but she just was offered $500,000 for her Netflix special, while her counterpart Amy Schumer was offered like $13 million. But guys like Seinfeld, and I mean, they're older and stuff, but like Dave Chappelle, they're getting like 30, 40, whatever, million. Like,
yeah.
It was like a joke and a slap in the face. And a lot of people were like, well, Monique and blah, blah, blah. Like, she literally, like, is one of the original queens of comedy. Like, say what you want about her, but, I mean, equal pay. And then Wanda Sykes jumped on and said she got even, like, half of that. So Wanda Sykes said, F you to Netflix. Monique wants everyone to protest Netflix. It's just women have this platform now where they're just not gonna take it, so they're not. And yeah, I applaud it. I think it's great.
Okay. I like that. I really think that the women's movement, women power, and whatever it may say, is really a good thing. It's touchy still. I kind of threw it out to Adam from Vita and the Wolf, and you know, the answer was a little roundaboutish. But I got to tell you something right here. When I took over the show from John, my main objective right off the bat was a female co-host. And it's not about the sexuality of it. I mean, it's, you know, it's a plus to have attractive people involved. But it's two standpoints. It's two different views. It's a guy view, a female view, and it's a 50-50. Really, could you imagine, like, if we did the Stoop and Jewel would talk for about 2 minutes and I would talk for an hour and 28 minutes? It would be funnier. No, I'm kidding.
Thanks, asshole.
No, I mean, that's the thing that makes it great. Women have come a long way, and you hear it in a lot of female artists we have on, the actresses we have on. Like I said, me and Jewel, we have an awesome camaraderie of just straightforward. It's become a friendship, a family atmosphere, a work ethic that we have grown to love. And I, you know, Jewel is my equal, my 50-50. We do this together. We own this together. We love it together. That's what it's got to be like. And, you know, women generally, when you do a lot of IQ tests, are generally smarter. It's proven that women are just generally smarter than men when it gets right down to IQs. And me and my wife, perfect situation. She's the hyper one, I'm the calm one, but she's also, you know, the smarter, book smart one. I'm a little more a common sense one. So there's just a big web that becomes a meshed ball of perfection. And that's the way you got to do it. Women deserve every bit of respect that the men do. It's not the 1800s anymore, folks. It's freaking 2018. Let's get with it.
It's just crazy that equal pay still has to be talked about. And it's like, what are these employers doing? Like, are they just doing it because that's expected? Like, the men get paid more? Like, they deserve more or something, and you don't have to pay the women as much or give them the same type of role. So it's just crazy. Like, college graduate, you go into a certain job, you have a certain level of expertise, and you might get a couple dollars less even than a male counterpart. Like, that's just crazy to me. That's like, and who would know unless you really delve into it? So that's what's happening now. Everything is becoming transparent in a good way. It's outing the people that should be outed and giving people a voice. So I think it's really important.
I agree. My wife makes more money than me, and I'm not embarrassed by it. She worked hard for it. She's got a great education and putting it to use. I talk about my day job, and I talk about my partner, Samantha. She's a younger woman, but we make the same money. We do the same duties, and we have the same objectives and projects and things that make us money. When we both kind of indirectly talk about what we made, I was more than happy to hear that we're on the same page, because she deserves it, and she worked hard for it. And any woman out there that's willing to give it the same go as a guy does should be paid the same. Are there certain jobs that women can't do? No, that's bullcrap. They can do any job. Is there certain jobs they're not big in the field of? Maybe, because they'll always be cast off. And like I said, she gets that in her field. I'd rather talk to a man. That's bullshit. Bullshit. If you're in the field, that means you know what you're doing. Let's have some respect for the females out there. Big thumbs
yeah.
up.
Yeah. Even my daughter, I try to, even when she was looking for a Christmas present, we were going through the catalog, and she's like, oh, they're trucks. That's a boy's toy. I'm like, no, that's not a boy's toy. Like, she loves trucks. She loves cars. Like, this kid loves tools. Like, and I love that she loves that. Like, she's a little daddy's girl, but she also loves everything that mommy likes, too. So it's just cool, and I'm just trying to teach her that nothing's just for boys.
It's a great big world out there, absolutely. And that's why I love, watching all the females, guys like, oh, you're front-running, the Eagles are winning. I love seeing female fans. My wife doesn't know enough about it. I try to teach her the game. Of course, I feel bad because I'm such an anxious, rowdy, crazy asshole that it's hard to always answer her questions. But I love the fact that, I love the fact that she wants to get involved and that women like sports and want to follow it. And there's a lot of women out there nowadays as sideline reporters and commentators and all that. So it's 2018. The world is wide open.
It's funny hearing a female talk about routes. It's just funny.
Yeah. That little can do. That's
know about
really
routes.
Good. You know
oh,
about
thanks.
Routes. That was really good. For somebody who doesn't claim to be the sports follower, that's a dynamite drop.
I follow everything, Jeff. Don't you know that by now? Follow everything.
I know.
Kidding.
You just perpetrate it so you don't have to be overworked here at the stoop. Overworked
yeah.
and under. That's how we do here on the stoop.
I am. So underpaid. What the hell? Kidding.
I'm so underpaid I actually put money out of my own pocket.
Yeah.
I'm not underpaid. I'm actually paying. Now we're here for the fun and the excitement. Getting the guest on is fun. Playing their music is fun. Debuting stuff is fun. Laughing and joking and being real people with the people you see on TV. It's like, wow, he's this and that. Well, no, he's just like you. He's a fun everyday person. And we just constantly do it. We love it. Our hour and a half time frame is pretty much closing. We've cut it down to an hour and a half. Make you a little more comfortable. We were told 2 hours is a little long. I mean, we're great. I could listen to myself talk for hours.
Yeah. Same
yeah.
here.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do this one more time. And then we'll come back and say goodbye. Because I want to play this one more time. Because it was good enough to get it. Again. Eagles Nest 365 for all the Philly fans, for all the Eagle fans out there. We're going to the Super Bowl. Let's get together and let's make Philly berserk. Whether you're in Minnesota, whether you're in Philadelphia, where the hell you are, be Philly proud, be Philly strong. We're going to play this one more time. It's the new theme song for the Eagles 365 webpage. It's called Going the Distance. We're going to play it for you one more time because it's going to hype us out. and then we're going to say goodbye. So give us about 3 minutes. We'll come right back, and we'll say goodbyes and check out Going the Distance here on the Stoop.
Yeah, welcome to the Eagle's Nest 365. You with us?
You with us?
You ready to ride out there?
Let's go.
I mean? Yeah.
Let's go.
There's only real Eagles fans around here. The Nest. You ready? You ready?
Uh-huh. Let's get it.
Yeah. All my diehards, are you with me? We representing Eagles Nest 365. Coming up from the bottom to the tip, man. Fly in, fly people, so are you with me? Eagles for the victory, the Nest, we make it history.
There's loyalty, there's royalty, right? And you control us, all them other groups, no hands down, they can't hold us. Can't punch us, you suckers, can't control us. Shout out to the admin, Joshua Langolis. And Brett Melbourne, you win it, then you airborne. Even let up or shut up, don't put a bag on. We on fire, hit the air, get your flare on. We the best, no holds barred, get your compare on. Looking for a group like this, get your prayer on. Join 365 and see, get your dare on. Not a Paul Eagle supporter, put your hair on. Not invited, you get your ends, boys, or hell on. Can't beat us, keep trying, get your fell on. Eagles country, not a doubt around here.
Members of Eagles Nest 365 on Facebook. You also find us on Twitter. Check it out. Let's get rowdy. We're going to be rowdy up until Super Bowl day here on the Stoop Radio Show because we are so hyped for it. And we want everybody to get hyped for it. Anybody that's an Eagles fan that listens to the show, go ahead. You got your finger in the air.
Oh, my God. I forgot the cutest thing that happened yesterday. My daughter, she goes, Eagles. She doesn't know how to spell Eagles, but she knows how to spell a spell. It was just the cutest thing. I got to get it on camera with her little Eagles hoodie on. But it was so cute. I can't. Oh, she's just so cute. Sorry, I had to say that.
When we finally get this webpage going, one of these days you're going to see, you know, something along the lines of, "My computer's too." And it's going to be your daughter, and she's going to be introducing us, and it's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah. She's so into, like, all of our guests. She's like, oh, is she on your radio show? Like, she's the next intern.
I like it. We need interns. That's definitely what we need. We need more interns. We need more people bringing us some little assistance, making us bigger and better. If this can actually get better. I don't know. We're pretty damn great.
Yeah.
So we're going to... we're going to thank you all for joining us tonight. We're going to thank Vita and the Wolf for calling in, being a very special guest, giving us a couple pieces of music to play. We were thrilled about that and really made our night worthwhile. Remember, Wednesday night, Batman's sidekick himself, Robin, from the 66 TV show, Burt Ward, is going to be our guest on the stoop. We're very excited for that. Be hype, be rowdy, get some Eagles loving you, folks. We thank you again for joining us here on the stoop. We'll talk to you real, real soon. Remember, Patriots fans, don't be a douche.
Go Birds.
Yeah! There you go!
Got it.
All right. For Jewel Tatey, I'm Jeff the Shark Perini. We will talk to you all Wednesday night. Thank you for tuning in and have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.